All right, welcome back to Who's Talking? Jim Hobgood with Frank Maloney. It's time to get everybody caught up with the spring sports update. What's going on over in Charlottesville, Frank?
Well, believe it or not, the accolades keep pouring in for Monica Wright on the women's basketball team. She was named the AP All-American First Team, and she was also named the National Defensive Player of the Year by the USBWA or something. And then today she was named to another All-American team. Two of these honors were the first ever for a UVA women's basketball player, so Monica Wright really did UVA proud.
Absolutely. The bad news is she's a senior, right?
She's gone.
So she's not coming back.
Anyway, she's going pro.
Okay. Men's tennis. The number one ranked twos are now 25-1, 5-0 in ACC play. They defeated University of Richmond, Miami, Florida State, and Delaware. Next up, the University of North Carolina and Duke on the road. Next home match is NC State, April 9th at 3 p.m.
Men's soccer. The NCAA champion Wahoos are playing an exhibition versus the Richmond Kickers at U of R Stadium this Saturday at 4 p.m. Again, this Saturday at 4 p.m. Big UVA alumni tailgate before the game. Get your tickets now. Go to richmondwhos.com. That's richmondwhos.com and get your tickets in advance. Should be great fun.
Yeah, and should be a great afternoon. The weather should be perfect for that game. Speaking of tennis, women's tennis, the number 30 ranked Hoos defeated Marshall and Virginia Tech. Hoos face UNC on Friday and Duke on Saturday on the Snyder courts near Memorial Gymnasium.
Men's and women's swimming, just to wrap up, both squads finished in the top 10 this year in the NCAAs. Congrats to Coach Mark Bernardino for another great year.
Men's baseball, the number one ranked men's baseball team, defeated Towson 8-5 yesterday and took 2 of 3 from Clemson last weekend. The Hoos are now 21-4 and travel to NC State this weekend.
Men's lacrosse. UVA is ranked number one, and they pounded Johns Hopkins, as we alluded to earlier in the show, 15-6 last Saturday. Next up, the Wahoos travel to College Park to face the Terrapins on Saturday at 8 p.m. The game is broadcast on ESPNU. Following that game, Virginia will travel the following weekend up to the New Meadowlands on the 10th to play North Carolina at 4 p.m. And again, that's on ESPNU. And then they return home to play Duke on Saturday, April the 17th at an 8:30 p.m. game, Let's Fill Klockner Stadium.
Yeah, that should be fun. Hopefully the place will indeed be filled. Men's golf, the number 18 ranked Wahoos finished an impressive third place against 15 teams in the Hootie at Bulls Bay Intercollegiate in Charleston, South Carolina.
Women's softball. Proud to say the Cavaliers swept the Hokies in a three-game series last week, first time since like the 70s. Hooray for them. They play JMU tonight and then UNC this weekend.
Women's crew, the number three ranked Hoos, won both races at the San Diego Crew Classic. The varsity eight and the second eight won their respective flights. Congratulations to Coach Kevin Sauer.
Men's football. The spring football game will be held on April the 10th at 2 p.m. at Scott Stadium. Should be very exciting. Also, track and field, UVA's Robbie Andrews was named ACC Men's Indoor Freshman of the Year. He won the 800 meters, and he's the national champion. He finished the year undefeated in the 800 meters.
Yeah, this week we thank Steve Marino and Jim Reed for joining us. Next week, Frank, who's on the show?
We've got UVA assistant coach Anthony Poindexter, former walk-on defensive back Bobby Call, and Sabre editor Chris Wright. They'll be lined up to help us preview the UVA spring game.
Look forward to it. We'll look forward to seeing you next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
Go Hoos!